As a result of economic growth, the economy becomes a commercial economy, in which both rural and urban households are part of the monetary economy. Both rural and urban areas save and invest. Export earnings rise, and the range of exports also increases beyond a few primary commodities. Population growth rates begin to decline as families adopt birth control methods. Educational standards rise as government services and education are expanded and as families seek higher educational attainment. Literacy among the young becomes nearly universal. Average income levels are on the order of $1,000 per person. With sufficient growth in exports and domestic saving, the commercial economy becomes an emerging market economy, characterized by the nearly complete coverage of basic infrastructure, roads, power, telecoms, ports, basic education, universal literacy and primary education, basic health services, safe drinking water, and sanitation. The economy by now is an exporter of both manufactures and services. Manufacturing exports include industrial products, automobile components, semiconductor products, consumer appliances, information-based services, business process operations, software, business consulting, and perhaps construction services as well. Foreign investment plays a growing role in economic development. Foreign investors not only bring capital, but also know-how, technology, and linkages to global production and distribution systems. Major government responsibilities include the extension of secondary education and vocational training, improvements in port services, for example, paperless customs clearance, efficient containerization, the promotion of the financial sector, for example, through a sound regulatory system, and various environmental investments to stop or reverse environmental losses that accompanied the early stages of economic development. Average incomes have reached $4,000 per person. By the time an economy has become a middle-income emerging market, there is an important measure of domestic technological innovation underway. The economy is no longer simply importing technologies from abroad, but is also improving them and beginning to export technology-based manufactures and services. Tertiary education reaches perhaps 10 to 20% of the university-aged population. National laboratories have started up. Scientists in the country are beginning to be part of global research teams. Foreign enterprises are setting up research and development operations within the country, though initially at a very small scale and often mainly to train locals. The final major step to becoming a high-income country is the transition to full-fledged, science-based, innovative activities. A technology-based economy is characterized by widespread tertiary education, perhaps 30% or more of the university-aged population, extensive public financing of scientific studies, 1% or more of GNP, extensive private sector-led research and development, another 1% or more of GNP, a sophisticated information-based society, high internet use, large circulation of daily newspapers, nearly universal use of mobile telephony, universal access to computers and schools. The economy continues to import technologies from abroad, but now foreign exchange is also earned by exporting knowledge and technological advances. Annual income per capita has reached $15,000, and it will reliably grow at a slightly faster rate than the richest countries, so the proportionate gap between the leaders and the domestic economy will continue to shrink. At every step along the growth path, from subsistence to commerce to emerging markets to high tech, both the public and private sectors have responsibilities. The idea that growth is market-based is true, but it is only half of the story. Government action provides the foundations for long-term economic growth by ensuring that key parts of the social infrastructure are in place and working effectively. At a low level of economic development, government responsibilities involve investing in basic infrastructure, especially roads, power, primary schools, clinics, and water and sanitation. At the next stage, the government must concern itself with highways, internet connectivity, containerization, and intermodal transport, the interface of sea, air, and land-based freight. At a still later stage, the government must invest heavily in scientific capacity and higher education. At all stages of development, the government must also ensure that the basic conditions of a functioning market-based economy are in place. These include a relatively stable monetary unit, a banking system adequately buffered against banking crises, reasonable physical security for persons and property, a rudimentary legal system to enforce contracts and property rights, and a modest level of official corruption that is kept from getting out of hand. Nothing is ever perfect, even in the high-income countries, in these various dimensions of social order and rule of law. Still, outright lawlessness and violence must be eliminated for there to be hope of climbing the development ladder.